This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. While there are, of course, significant policy differences between the Republican and Democratic parties on almost everything, if your remit is business and economics, as is ours, those differences kind of boil down to how much the government ought to be involved in the economy. Generally speaking, Republicans say less so, Democrats say more so. And that gets me to the news out of the White House today, the, of course, Democratic White House. The Biden administration making the latest announcement in its efforts the past couple of years to crack down on what it says is too much concentration and anti-competitive behavior in too much of this economy. From the Federal Trade Commission and the Department of Justice, we got new guidelines on mergers and acquisitions. From the Department of Housing and Urban Development, new research and private sector changes to junk fees in the rental market. And from the USDA, the Department of Agriculture, a new plan to address accusations of, and this is a quote from them, price gouging and other anti-competitive practices in the food and ag markets. That last one, obviously, has been a big deal the past couple of years as food inflation has run so hot. And as Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports, the fight over just who is responsible for those high food prices right now is still going strong.
The Biden administration's argument echoes the complaints of many advocates, both for consumers and for some farmers. Joe Maxwell is president of the advocacy group Farm Action Fund.
That means the dominant firms in any of the food and agriculture sectors, the control that they have over the market, has provided them the ability to literally set the price as high as they want or gouge in pricing. That has led to the inflation.
Just a few firms control much of the supply chain between farms and our tables, and many of them had record profits even as consumers struggled with higher food prices. The Biden administration says it will work with states to ramp up enforcement of antitrust and consumer protection laws, targeting alleged price fixing in everything from meat processing to grocery store pricing.
They see it as their role to put pressure on corporate manufacturers and processors to try to not only lower inflation, which is good for everybody.
Amy Bentley, professor of food studies at New York University.
But also help consumers bottom line by urging or providing carrots or sticks to corporations to get them to lower their prices.
But those corporations argue market forces are enough to keep prices in check because, you know, this is how capitalism works.
Supply and demand still rules the day.
Curtis Dubé is chief economist at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. He says it's pretty clear that many of these rules and regulations and initiatives coming down the pipeline are going to end up in court.
The Biden administration is making it clear that they are going to be more active intervening, and that the business community or those businesses that are impacted are going to argue for their claims on their side.
Which means this food fight is just getting started. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.